Only those full-grown, mature Christians are never going to fall away from God. You know, the devil, he's really good. If you're just a mediocre Christian, he come by and knock your legs right out from under you. He'll put you in some kind of sickness and disease when he's got legal right to you, just like the scripture says. He holds you captive, and he'll do what you want to at his will. If you've got any kind of a sin in your life, and unbelief's a sin, then let's go to the next verse. And God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. How would you like to, one day when you die, you walk through the valley of the shadow of death and you look up and there is the gates to heaven and the king standing right in the middle of it with the door wide open. Is that the way you want to come in?
Yep.
That's the way I want to come in.
Yeah.
I would love to be able to see the king. Now then, I don't know, heaven's gates and hell's flames. Who's ever seen that drama? I'll tell you, when I saw that, I've got a video of that somewhere. I bought a copy of the video, but I don't know where it's at, but I hadn't watched it in years, but I saw that thing for real a couple of times in the flesh. And I'll tell you, that little woman, the very first scene, the old woman that died with a heart attack, and then she was going to get to go to heaven, whenever she said, "Angel, I've served Jesus all my life. I know my name's got to be in that book of life that you got." And so she starts opening the book, you know, she's turning through it and looking, and she's going down through it, and she said, "Here it is. Come on up." And this little lady, she's not old and feeble and wore out now. She's young. She goes running up those steps and gets about halfway up, and out steps the king. This guy that was playing Jesus, he stepped out and put his arms, and she goes running right up in his arms, and he squeezes her up and takes her into heaven. And I mean, as a grown man, I couldn't handle it. That was it. I just thought, wow. I mean, I had to cry. That's all there was to it. I mean, I thought, Lord, this is the way it's really going to be someday. Someday, I'm going to be caught up into the third heaven, and you're going to be standing there to welcome me in. I just hope I've done enough things to please you. I don't want to be a dead Christian, do you?
Nope.
I want to be one of those that's on fire. I planned it. And then look, and he says here, and God will open wide the gates of heaven for you to enter into the eternal kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I plan to keep on reminding you of these things, even though you already know them and are standing firm in the truth. But I'm going to keep on reminding you every Sunday that you come back to this church who you are and what you can do in the name of Jesus. Because you know that it's hard to believe that from Sunday to Sunday people can forget. And the enemy can come up on them. They get sick and afflicted. Why do you think I have people come out here for a 4 or 5 hour healing school before I pray for them? To build their faith up and get rid of their sins, right, Terry? And it works, doesn't it?
Sir.
It works. Guarantee it works. Everybody that's ever been here that's received a healing, it's like this young man. Just think, 10 years from now, he's still running and playing with no pain in his knees.
Amen.
He's going to be grateful. I mean, the Lord renews your youth like the eagles every day, right?
Amen.
I'm getting younger every day, Lord, not getting older. My knees are getting better. They're not getting older. They're better, right?
I'm 2 years younger since he came in.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I love it. He's 2 years younger just since he's been here. And next week you're going to be 2 years younger, right? Yeah. Praise God. Like I say, you know, I've learned these principles years ago, and it is absolutely magnificently wonderful to be 72 years old and don't even feel like it.
Amen.
Huh?
You're only 27.
27, that's right. Turn them numbers around, yeah. 27. That's like a guy that I was talking to this last week at the post office. He said, "Pastor, how old are you?" And I said, "Well, I'm only 72. He said, "There ain't no way you're 72. He said, "If you're 72, I thought you said that woman that brings this stuff down here, you're married to her." I said, "I am." And he said, "Well, good grief, she couldn't be over 50. And I said, "Well, she's 63. He said, "There ain't no way that woman's 63 years old." I said, "Me and her both serve the same God. He renews our youth like the eagles." I said, "I may be 72 and she may be 63, but we're both just teenagers."
Amen.
Praise the King.
Amen.
Now then, whatever I confess with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. Isn't that awesome?
Yes.
Whatever I confess with my mouth, if I believe with my heart, I can have it. So just like Brian's wife a while ago when I said, "How are you doing, honey?" She said, I'm younger today than I was just last week.
Amen.
She believed that with her heart, right? And if she believed that with her heart, she's a younger woman. Ain't no use to get old, is there? Absolutely not. We need to be strong. We need to be healthy. And how are you going to get it? You're going to claim it by faith from God's word, and he's going to do it. Now then somebody said, you mean you're one of those name it and claim it bunch? Well, Jesus is the name it and claim it bunch. I mean, is Jesus the one that made that promise? I mean, so who's the name it and claim it bunch? We are. We claim it because he made the promise, right?
Right.
If God said, whatever I say with my mouth, if I can believe with my heart, I can have it. I can have it.
Amen.
So am I going to be old and sick and bad knees and wore out when I get to be 70? No, because God made me the promise. I'm standing on his promise, just like I stood on that promise for Caitlin. Just think, 10 months and 2 weeks, I stood on that promise of Mark 11:24 before it materialized, before I really believed it in my heart. Now, think of that story I told you a while ago. Does it take faith? That's one of your babies.
Yeah.
Now then, it's a different story if it's one of your babies, isn't it, Kim?
Well, yeah.
But you know you could do it. You're going to stand. See, when you stand with no doubt in your heart, God is all of a sudden become obligated to do what he said.
Yeah.
Is that true? Does he like it to become obligated to his word? I think it's what he wants us to do. Otherwise, just like when Brian told me a while ago, he said, whenever the boys were out there on the Sea of Galilee in the storm, when they woke up and said, Lord, do you not care that we perish? He got up and said, peace be still. And the storm was... Then he looked at him right in the eye and says, where's your faith? What's wrong with you boys? We need faith, don't we?
Yeah.
Yes. There you go. Have we all been an unbelieving believer?
Yeah.
Yes, we have all been an unbelieving believer. But who made us the promises? The King of Kings made us the promises. Now we got a choice to make today. Who are we going to believe?
The King.
The King? Are we going to believe what we've heard all of our life? That we don't have any power, no authority. But God gave you, how much, what did he promise to give you to so you would have his divine nature? How many things did he give you?
All things.
All things. So if he gave us all things, what did he hold back?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. And then he said, whatever you say with your mouth, if you believe with your heart, you can have that too. So how do I feel today? When somebody says, how are you doing today, Brother Thurman? Praise God. I said, I am magnificently, absolutely, awesomely wonderful. And after I get through talking, they say, wow. And then I said, but I'm rapidly improving.
Right.
So why do you think I'm in such good health? Why are you such a young woman today? Because you're quoting the word, right, girl? God made you the promise. And you're going to stand on them, and you're going to be a young woman forever. Brian, you better get in there. You've got to be a young man with her, see? It works better when you got two of you about the same age. Yeah, you have to keep up with the other one, you know, guarantee. That's why Cheryl, that's why God made her 9 years younger than me, because I guarantee this woman, if she'd have been my age, she'd had to walk, you know. She's told me several times, honey, I ain't never seen nobody like you. I ain't never seen a man that can go like you go, work night and day and all the stuff you do and never give out. She said, I just don't understand you. She said, I cannot keep up with you. I said, that's why God made you 63 and me 72. Because he knew you. The youngest old man you know. Well, let me tell you what. This old man's going to get younger every day.
Amen.
I ain't never going to get old. We're going to stay young?
Amen, yes.
Absolutely. Because who renews our youth like the eagles?
Lord.
The King does. And if we call him in remembrance of his promises, Lord, thank you, I'm younger today than I was yesterday. Lord, thank you, I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. Thank you, Lord, I don't have no bad knees. They're perfect. I don't never have to have no surgery on those knees. I mean, good health in the name of Jesus, right? Now, all of this requires what?
Faith
and holiness.
Obedience,
yes. You have to obey God. You have to do what he says. And when you obey him, then he will make his promises come to real in your life. Now, you can't go out there and live like the devil. You can't go out there and say, well, I'm going to come to church every other Sunday. You know, I ain't going to read the word. I ain't got time to read the word. I got to make a living. No, it ain't going to work for you. You're going to have to put, who you have to put first in your life to make these promises work?
The Lord.
The Lord. Guarantee. He's got to be number one in your life. If he's number one in your life, then you can come and ask him for anything. And I'm going to put one more verse up there, and then we're going to quit on this. One more verse is John 15:7. And I want you to see this promise. This is one of the most awesome promises, but you'll see the requirement in John 15:7. Look at this. In John 15:7, he clearly says, but if you stay joined to me. Now you notice there's a but and an if in the beginning of that sentence. But if you stay joined to me, God, and my words remain in you, you may ask any request you like, and it will be granted. Another one of those great and awesome promises, so you can become a partaker of the divine nature of God. Isn't that awesome? Is there definitely a requirement in that? But if you stay attached to me and my words stay in you, then you can ask for anything and it's yours. See, that's where we miss it, isn't it? Oh, well, yeah, I'll go to church. I go to church at Christmas and Easter. Surely that'll work for me if I go to church on Christmas and Easter. No. What if I go to church every Sunday? They still don't work. You got to be in the Word during the week, too. Surely God wouldn't expect me to do that. And when he tells you to do something, like stand on your head by the pop machine. Now, wouldn't you like to have been that lady? You wouldn't have liked to have had that test? Yeah, all of us will. But it sure sounds dumb when he tells you to do that, doesn't it? But when the little lady did it, boy, you talk about a blessing. She was blessed. It changed her life and that guy's life. It changed. But God knows what's best. So why can't we just get to the point where we can obey him? If he tells us to do something, just do what he says. Just like he told Cheryl that night when she was grumbling and complaining about me. Lord, what am I going to do with this man that you've given me? Does that sound just like Adam and Eve?
Yeah.
Sound just like us. Lord, what am I supposed to do with this man? Now, probably every one of you girls in here, one time or another in your old husband's life, has been to that same place. Lord, what am I supposed to do with this man that you gave me? The Lord said, just love him. Just love him.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety, titled, Who Are We Going to Believe? Or you would like to have any other Living Savior Ministries teachings on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.